Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The online retailer Amazon has another major battle on its hands. We've talked here about Amazon's face-off with the publishing industry. This time it's tangling with entertainment megaforce Disney. We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions at newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Glad to be here as always, guys.
What's the issue here?
You know, this issue is a classic battle. It's new and interesting because it involves tech companies and Blu-ray DVDs, but I got to tell you, it's a classic battle. Suppliers versus distributors. Walmart and Boeing, quite frankly, both have reputations for beating up on suppliers for lower prices, better products, faster deliveries, because they're focused, of course, on their margins and on their profitability. And the argument that Amazon makes, just like Boeing maybe and just like Walmart, is that they can make up for price cuts, the price reductions that they're seeking, by volume. Publishers, of course, and authors don't like that idea, and this lays the framework for this basic battle.
Well, Disney's a pretty big player, too.
Yeah, it really is, and I think your intro, you know, Battle of the Titans, it sounds like a Disney movie that should be coming out, but it's also very true. You know, these aren't small operators. These are a couple of the big heavyweights in their respective industries. And quite frankly, it really gets down to, like all business deals, who has the leverage. And Disney can produce great movies and put them on a shelf. They need the distribution. And Amazon has just emerged as such a powerhouse in this. I think it's something like 65% of the market share for books being sold on the internet is Amazon. And I think a third of the U.S. market for entertainment in general is over the internet. So you can't ignore internet distribution and those channels. And on top of that, you can't ignore Amazon because they're really the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Why would Hachette, the publisher, or Disney care about the retail price that Amazon sells a product for? We're not talking about e-commerce here. We're talking about the actual physical thing, whether it's a DVD or a book.
Yeah, it has to do with the splits and who gets the money. You know, everybody gets a piece of the action. The poor sap on, you know, writing the screenplay, you know, he needs a couple of pieces of bread to fall, a couple of crumbs to fall off the table onto his plate. And the more the big guys fight over, you know, reducing prices, you know, if Amazon, you know, thinks it can sell more DVDs and be more profitable by lowering the price but keeping more of the margin, that's really what this battle is. That pie can be sliced so many times. You sell a Blu-ray for $12.99 versus $9.99 or a book or whatever it may be, and that's $3 that's coming out of the mix. And somebody is going to do without that $3, and that's really what the fight is over. Who is going to do without that $3, and which percentage of the remaining dollars left over does each particular stakeholder in that chain of production get to keep? And, you know, the distributors and Amazons of the world say, hey, it should be us. We want prices down. We want to serve the consumer. At least that's what we're saying. But we also want a pretty hefty share of the profits. And we think we can make it up for you in a volume business. And that's really been the fight in the music industry and the publishing industry and now the visual arts as well.
Well, let them slug it out. It's interesting. Thanks, Tom. Tom Lason in Seattle, president, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv. By the way, both...